Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
How would your portfolio perform if we did have a nasty downturn or a recession? You're going to have to guess a little bit on this, but there's a lot of data that you can look up to help justify what that might look like.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, best ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Truly appreciate you being here. In today's episode, what we're talking about is stop chasing yield. This is a better strategy. For informational and educational purposes, not financial advice, please always seek licensed financial advice when it comes to your own investing. Now, with that top of mind, isn't yield kind of the name of the game when it comes to investing? Don't you want the highest return on investment for your hard-earned money? Well, you might be surprised to learn that chasing yield isn't exactly the best strategy. And this took me years and years and years to understand this, and I want to share with you the reasons why and how in this episode. So consider this as the first case study. Early on in my investment journey, it was not uncommon for me to be able to achieve about a 30% annualized return on my investment with the types of deals I was doing. And as we fast forward through today, that yield has come drastically down by choice. By the way, I'll get to that in a minute. But dollar for dollar, I've actually seen a steady and consistent increase year over year in my portfolio. And I had never really stopped to think about this conversation or this topic until a mentor of mine explained why he had 40% of his investment portfolio in assets that only produce 3 to 4% annually. Now, when he first told me that, my first thought was, you're crazy. My second thought was, well, maybe you're not as intelligent as I first thought you were. But as he opened up a little bit more and explained that these investments are insured against loss, they are tax-free investments, and they offer a very low risk profile, it started to make a lot more sense. Also, I didn't realize that this particular mentor had a net worth of nearly $80 million. So putting that in perspective made a big difference as well. So what he said to me was this. He said, Travis, if we take the 40%, move that to the side, and let's pretend like the 60% of my portfolio went completely belly up and I lost all that money, I could still live a good life. And frankly, I just don't need to take big risks in my life or in my investing journey anymore. And as we looked at the math, it was $80 million. 40% of that's about $32 million. If you apply a 3% annualized return to that, it's nearly $1 million per year of insured, tax-free, low-risk investments. So this is how he lives a good life despite the other 60% of his portfolio. That's just kind of the icing on the cake in addition to his $1 million per year. So inevitably, what he discovered for himself was how much is enough. And I've made an episode here on Passive Investor Tips called How Much is Enough. And it's designed to help you find out how much is enough for you because we're all different in this particular category. But as the years have gone by, I too have started seeking out lower yielding investments as the dollar for dollar component continues to compound. I'm just simply taking risk off of the table. You see, we all think that we're investment kings and queens in the finance world when the markets are going up. But what happens when the market stops going up and it starts coming down? Are you prepared and what do your investments look like at that point?
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. A 1031 exchange is one of the greatest tools to build your real estate portfolio. But before you sell your next investment property, if you want to save thousands in capital gains taxes, please give our friends at 1031 Pros a call. Whether you're an individual investor, title company, or real estate agent, 1031 Pros is ready to help you or your clients with their 1031 exchange needs. With over 30 years of experience, 1031 Pros specializes in various types of exchanges like delayed, simultaneous, reverse, and improvement exchanges in all 50 states, all while ensuring your transaction is fast, reliable, transparent, and secure. 1031 Pros has handled over 20,000 audit-free exchanges, and right now, best ever listeners can get $250 off any exchange by visiting my1031pros.com/best ever. That's my1031pros.com/best ever to get $250 off today. Have you heard that, Mint? The popular personal finance app is shutting down. If you use Mint, that's bad news. The good news is that there's an even better alternative, Monarch Money. Monarch gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with others. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/best ever. Most personal finance apps are clunky and cluttered with ads. Monarch is different. Its intuitive design makes setup, customization, and everyday use simple and easy. Monarch is also the most customizable budgeting app available. You can change your dashboard layout, create custom budgets and notifications, and even invite your partner, accountant, or financial advisor to have a joint view of your finances at no extra cost. Once you try Monarch for yourself, you'll understand why it was named 2024's best budgeting app by the Wall Street Journal. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/best ever. That's monarchmoney.com/best ever for your extended 30-day free trial.
So as I began to run that analysis for myself and my own portfolio, what I quickly discovered is that these 30% plus returns could easily come down to single digits. And if the recession was even worse, it might come down to a 0% return. And if it got even worse, I could easily experience a loss in my portfolio. So while these may have been good strategies or investments in an uptrending market, it didn't exactly bode well for stagnant or declining markets, something I really had to get aware of as a lifelong investor. So as I mentioned earlier, my yields have come down over the years, but that was fully intentional as I've been seeking out lower risk and lower volatility types of investments. But here's a quick way you can think about it. If you had $100,000 to invest and you were able to obtain a 30% annualized return, that would give you about $30,000 for the year. But if you had $1 million invested and you only had a 10% return, you would then have $100,000 for the year, which is nearly three times the total return if you're measuring it by dollars and not by percentage or yield. So the three main takeaways here in the episode is, number one, what is your risk profile? Every investor needs to understand this and know this. How much risk are you willing to take when it comes to investing? Number two is, hypothetically, how would your portfolio perform if we did have a nasty downturn or a recession? You're going to have to guess a little bit on this, but there's a lot of data that you can look up to help justify what that might look like. Number three is, how much income is enough for you? And once again, feel free to tune in to the previous episode on how much is enough, because it's a really important topic to consider. And you may find yourself at a spot one day where you simply have enough, and anything on top of that would be risk investing, and you may choose to do it or you may choose not to do it. That's up to you. As for me, I'm just simply an investor that wouldn't mind having just a few hundred thousand a year in passive income, a relatively low risk profile, and that can lead to a more stable and predictable outcome. As compared to having, let's say, millions of dollars invested by the age of retirement and being in high risk situations without even knowing it, and then a market downturn comes and my income slips away, or even worse, my net worth goes down simultaneously. Something to think about here for the week. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here at Best Ever. Please like, share, and subscribe. Share these episodes with anyone you think could find value. Reach out on social media if you ever have questions or want to take a deeper dive. Always happy to have in the conversation. Until the next episode, have a best ever week, everyone. And we'll talk to you soon.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and Best Ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the Best Ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.